Have you ever had heartbreak on your journey of being someone that evolves so quickly and changes and really has these deep transformational experiences where you are shedding new skin, you're dying, you're being rebirthed, and you've had to leave people behind or you've had people sort of vibrate out of your life? Have you ever had heartbreak because you are no longer in relationship with people because of the speed at which you grow?
No.
Wow.
No. Oh my gosh. Tell me more.
But I also, okay, so I'll tell you more about that. But I have to go back to something that you're saying because I think there's some danger on that understanding, right? Because if you take it that everybody's just learning in the way they've chosen in the soul contract with the divine, it almost bypasses the real pain. Like pain is real. In some spiritual teachings and circles, we can try to bypass that pain because actually we can't bear to recognize that that pain is real. Or we kind of blame it on karma or we, oh, well, they must have done something in the past life. We try to find some rationalization. No, it's outrageous pain. It's devastating, crushing, outrageous pain. It is. It's important to know that that's real. And then so if you know that, you, we know that that's real. And so the desire to want that to be different is natural. Now we can't bear it. We can't bear it. Like even trying to touch it for a moment, almost like, want to break down in this podcast, right? It's like, it's so much. The pain is so real. And it's so easy to say like, well, that's their choice. And that's how they, no. There's been systems in place, distortions in place. You don't learn from distortion. Distortion is the antithesis. Yes, eventually you can kind of learn from distortion. But distortion is distorting your understanding. And that's where so much of the pain comes from. It comes from distortion at different levels. Distortion, the primary distortion being the myth of separation, as Charles Eisenstein would say, but there's different words for it in different ancient contexts as well. But the distortion that we are actually fully separate from each other, which is a distortion that's been around. So the desire to correct the distortion, I think that's a very real and important desire is to correct the distortion to alleviate the pain. This is the essence of the bodhisattva. Like a monk might go to the mountaintop and say, everybody's learning in just the right way that they are. And I'm just going to go on this mountain and meditate. And that's fine if that's your path. But the bodhisattva says, I could do that, but I feel the pain is real from everybody else in the world. And so I'm going to go down and meet them in their pain and help to clear the distortion that they have so that they can actually experience the beauty of what this is all about. Because we do want, it's like we would want the same from ourselves. Like we want to move ourselves from pain and distortion to truth and love. So of course we want that for other people. I think it's really important to like recognize that and not bypass how very real the pain is and how we all can play a role in clearing the distortion. There will always be pain. And then for the pain that is always there and always exists, I mean, we're in a temporal world where people are going to die and it's always going to hurt and our bodies will take wounds and accidents will happen and all kinds of shit's going to happen. Some pain is unavoidable. And then the willingness to learn from that pain is also very important. We're all going to have challenging experiences with lovers we have to say goodbye to and people that are no longer part of our life. That's always going to be hard. Just wanted to kind of
double click on that. You like get in that, you know, even just seeing that experience of you feeling that pain for that moment where your eyes were watering and watching you tap into that energy of that deep, horrifying pain that so many people experience. I feel so deeply, like the way that I feel so oceanic, it's hard to even tap into that and then still exist in the world, and you're getting emotional and I am too, but so how do we live then? Like how, I guess, I've been even working on that this year. I'm like, how do I feel as deeply, see so much illusion, see so much distortion, and still be here in service to my own authentic code and to God? Like what's that journey?
It's important to feel it. It's important to feel it. It's real. It's an honor. it's an honor to those who are hurting to feel our pain and feel our own pain.
Shaman Aubrey is here.
It's important. It needs to be felt. And the beautiful thing is that your body will know when it's felt it enough. Your body, you'll know. But without that, you can't recalibrate. The world doesn't make sense. You're living your life in an illusion, an illusion that requires justifications.
Mm-hmm.
But to feel it, and it's important.
Yeah.
I think there's ways in which we feel like somehow we would need to do it all the time.
Yeah.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We just need to be able to connect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that actually drives the fuel that we need to actually do everything else that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And because the response, as Mark Gaffney, who I've been studying his work deeply, he says, like, the response to outrageous pain is outrageous love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to move into the vibration of love to actually change, to actually help anybody. But first we have to feel the people that we're going to help. So we feel, and that gives us the motivation to help. And then when we're ready to help, then it's outrageous love, outrageous love. And love has to come from the opening of the heart in a different frequency. And we want a world of joy, be in joy. You want a world of forgiveness, forgive. You want a world of love, love. You want a world of bliss, be in bliss. Like, that's the only way. It's a law of resonance. Mm-hmm. Old hermetic principle, the law of resonance. Like, like attracts like. So we can't stay in the pain and the sadness forever. We'll just create more pain and sadness. We need to feel it to give us the motivation and then alchemize our own energy into something more positive and draw that world into our own reality.
That feeling of oneness that I think we've forgotten, and when it comes rushing in, it is, it almost dissolves everything that we think kind of makes up what our world is, the separateness in so many ways. I think in the work that we do and that you do, I'll just speak for us, like, there have been so many moments where we've had that opportunity to fully be in the oneness with one another, especially when we're in person with people. And I think because we identify as leaders, as podcasters, all the labels that we put on, there is kind of this tightening around the heart that happens, at least for me sometimes, where I'm like, I have to maintain that. What would it mean to kind of soften into this true cellular understanding that we are all one? And I really think it's a practice to allow yourself to do that. And how do you practice, or how do you make this a part of your everyday? Because you're busy. You have a lot going on. There's a lot of structure and scheduling and things that need to get done. What are the soft points in your day where you allow yourself to feel?
Yeah. Well, just to close one loop before before I jump into that, the reason I don't worry about people that I've evolved out of our friendships and out of our life is that I've moved out of resonance with them. So my desire to be with them is no longer present. I'm just out of I'm out of resonance. So mad love, but we're just not resonating at the same level. Doesn't mean that there aren't certain types of relationships that it's sad to let go of, especially romantic relationships, right? You don't always have to be fully out of resonance. Like, I remember one former girlfriend who's, you know, not in a place where she's can be friends. And I really miss our friendship. We used to laugh a lot. You know, like, I really, really miss our friendship. And, you know, I hope it comes back. And that's a separate situation. But those are the only things that really there, because I know there's still resonance there. I know that we would still be laughing now, and we just can't. So to answer your question, which is, I think, a very good question, a lot of times we try to solve a problem like that with the same tools that mm-hmm. got us in this situation in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to go soften my heart. I'm going to go do mm-hmm. it, and I'm going to block out this amount of time mm-hmm. on my schedule, 20 Story minutes of heart softening.
Yeah, literally.
And we're going to go at it
like,
super hard.
Like, this is my cry time.
Yeah, we're going to go at it super hard. And yeah. this is our, it's funny, the word atonement, mm. you know, really can be re-understood as at-one-ment, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like an interesting way mm-hmm. to like reframe that as like atonement, at-one-ment, you know, so having these moments of at-one-ment and, you know, atonement carries a lot of guilt connotations. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's great to yeah. shift that into something a lot more positive. Having it as part of this like regimented, young, masculine expression of how that happens is probably not the way to go about it. Mm-hmm. I think it's about, you know, really actually softening universally everything and just allowing the lines to soften, allowing the heart to open. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to like tell your heart to open. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't really, I haven't found a way to do that. But like mm-hmm. the more you soften and the more you just love, the more that you'll see the walls of your heart are actually softening mm-hmm. and that the boundaries are actually softening.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.